Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, it's time for WEEI at Night.
And I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C. James. I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
Phony Michelle.
I mean, they've been more relevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career.
Chris Frail.
Kyrie Irving.
Dial 617-779-7937.
Next star here at WEEI, that, of course, is Mark with a C, James.
I don't get paid to care what you think. I get paid to tell you what I think.
Mark effing James.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser.
Ordinary Hayward.
I'm going to call him Brad Farrell.
Because he's actually John Farrell without a ring.
And I think one thing.
Exactly.
So your turkeys of the year, Barbados Belichick.
Kyrie Irving.
You can take the R away. He's turning to Chris Fail.
Mark James, right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Like, I'm ecstatic. Like, obviously, I showed that the first wave of emotion was when y'all, everyone saw me crying. Like, that was all for 52 years, everything in sports was going on in Cleveland. And then after I stopped, I was like, that one right there made you the greatest player of all time.
I do think that part of the reason Jordan said yes to this, he said yes to this documentary in the summer in 2016 after LeBron won that title, was because maybe for the first time there was possibly a threat to the throne.
I'm just going to say this. Any media person that I see in person for the rest of my life who try to tell me LeBron James is as good as Michael Jordan, I'm just going to slap the hell out of him right on the spot.
Jordan,
sure, let me know.
Kareem, Russell, and you know who the fourth one is? Magic.
Who's the fifth?
Now you know who's in my top five?
I'm not going to say nothing right now.
Kobe Bryant.
Come on.
That's my top five. Argument.
This deal needs to be done with May still on the date. Like that, it's as simple as that. If you don't have that, then you will not have baseball in early July, starting off actual regular season games.
Tom Brady, yes, is a huge upgrade over Jameis Winston, but many quarterbacks would be huge upgrades over Jameis Winston. In fact, there are.
Well, is Teddy Tom Bridgewater? Brady a top 15 we have been talking about them. Teddy
Certainly
Bridgewater was the
still.
Quarterback.
Yep.
You like Teddy,
yep.
Bridgewater.
Teddy Bridgewater?
Would we be talking
example.
About them
Absolutely.
In the same way? Would we
yep.
be talking about them if Teddy Bridgewater was the quarterback?
Yep.
That's
be,
a damn
they would
lie.
Be among the
stop.
Teams people
stop,
are watching.
Stop lying
to make
on national
run, no
television.
Doubt.
Billy Squire action tonight because I mentioned it was in the beginning of the movie Bleed for This about Vinnie Pazienza. Everybody Wants You, great song. I didn't know till the text line can be good for a lot of things. He's from here. He's from Wellesley Hill, the hills of Wellesley. Billy Squire, born and raised here in Boston. Who knew? But was phenomenal. Currently 70 years old. Actually just celebrated his 70th birthday last week, May 12th. So 70 years old. William Hayslip Squire. Billy Squire. And the song that killed his career, I believe, was Rock Me Tonight. That was the video that, you know, back then, it just, that didn't do so well for his career. So, 617-779-7937. If you saw Bleed for This, the Vinnie Pazienza story, I just watched it today. Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. So, I loved it. I got my parents into Netflix, especially my mom. She knows how to do it now. She doesn't need me to walk her through it. She can get into her show. She watched all three seasons of Ozark So I was very proud of her for that. I had my dad watch Bleed for this tonight. I called him. I said, just you know, watch it. You'll love it. And I know he would love that movie. It was really well done. Very well done. All about Providence. And, you know, so it's kind of cool just to see what he went through and his comeback on that. I brought up the fact that Paul Pierce came out and said that he does not have LeBron James in his top five. Let's go to track 23. We'll go to 23 first. His top five NBA players of all time.
Jordan.
Sure, let me know.
Kareem. Russell. And you know who the fourth one is? Magic.
Who's the fifth?
Now you know who's in my top five?
I'm not going to say nothing right now.
Kobe Bryant.
Come on.
Oh, that's my top five. Argue with it.
Then he goes on to say why LeBron is not in his top five.
Kareem, Magic, Jordan, Tim Duncan, Kobe, Bird. These guys are all top 10 players who would either help build up their organization or continue the tradition.
The one thing that has ever...
From LeBron. He went and put together a team in Miami.
I think there's a lot of...
He came back to Cleveland to put that team together. And then he went to the Lakers, where a tradition has already been made, and we don't know, you know, that's still to be continued. So in saying that, that's my argument.
I will go, as of today, Michael, Kareem, Magic, Bill Russell, Larry Bird. I don't have LeBron in my top five. Now, Windhorse, as you play in the intro, let's hear him again, number 27. He says Jordan agreed to do the Last Dance for some reason. And I mean, he did agree to do it in 2016, but let Windhorse explain.
I do think that part of the reason Jordan said yes to this, he said yes to this documentary in the summer in 2016 after LeBron won that title, was because maybe for the first time there was possibly a threat to the throne. And I think that Jordan cares about that. Just like LeBron cares at the end of the day about being known as a great teammate, Jordan cares about being known as the best. And that's not saying that LeBron's not competitive and that he doesn't want to be remembered as the best, but the two of them go about things differently. Greeny, who are the people we most compare LeBron to? We compare him to Michael and we compare him to Kobe. And one of the reasons it's ripe for comparison is because of how different he is than them.
Hmm. So Michael agreed to do when he felt as though his throne might have been threatened. Okay. It is interesting. He did agree to do it 4 years ago. But his timing, like Michael Jordan's the biggest winner. Oh, there's something coming out. Speaking of Vice, which is the channel that has Dark Side of the Ring, next Monday night, and it's not very flattering, 2-hour show about Michael Jordan. It's called A Man in His Shoes. And it shows how there's a lot of people in the urban community who are against Michael Jordan and Air Jordans because of how many people in the African American community have died over Air Jordans. So you got to watch this. A Man in His Shoes, next Monday night on Vice. Last night, Owen Hart, Dark Side of the Ring. Yep, it was a lot of things that we already knew. But what I didn't know, which they took me behind the scenes, I did not know that his wife, Martha, took the kids to Kansas City, and they walked on the catwalk and stood where Owen did before he died. I guess they did that for closure, and I'm not saying anything bad against Martha. What I felt bad for her against is that the Hart family turned against her. Her in-laws turned against her, and she sued Vince McMahon. She won $18 million, which doesn't bring her husband back. I feel bad. I was very happy to see how great his kids have turned out to be, Oj and Athena. And it's such a tragic story. So stupid. And that something like that. And I'll always say this. I remember Jim Rome ripped Vince McMahon a new one. The fact that you let that show go on like he was just a piece of trash who happened to get on a court and you swept him aside and you finished the show And I remember Jim Rome said this. I bet you if that was Shane who fell from the top of the ceiling, the show wouldn't have continued.
You know what's crazy is that after I watched the episode on Vice, I went back on the network and watched a bit of the over-the-edge pay-per-view, like, post when it happened, just to see how the wrestlers responded. And it's insane. You see...
Do they have it uncut?
They took out the Owen part. They put a tribute to him in the beginning.
Well,
of the
you never saw the Owen part. I watched it live.
But they took all of that out in general. Like, they skipped past like his promo and they skipped past like Jim Ross's live.
Of course they did.
But you see where he landed because there's a little bit of blood on the mat, and like to see these wrestlers rolling around the mat in that area by that turnbuckle, knowing what just happened, is just insane.
If that was Shane or Stephen McMahon, not only would the pay-per-view have been canceled, they would have canceled business for like the next probably 3 months.
Yeah, and I think part of Martha going to the catwalk was for her to kind of maybe get a little closure like you alluded to, but also because I think she was trying to go step by step and see, all right, what exactly happened here?
Right. Well, then she knew it was negligence. It was complete negligence on the part, and like, you know, And Jim Ross said, he didn't need to be doing this. He was too good of a wrestler, but he was there at the time of the Attitude Era, so he did a comedy gimmick. He felt as though they didn't like the thing where he was doing this angle where he was having an adulterous affair with Deborah McMichael, and he felt uncomfortable doing that because, you know, and all this stuff. And very sad. Very sad.
Well, you brought up a Bronx Tale last week when Sonny talks about nobody cares.
About Mickey Mantle.
There's another line in that movie called "The Saddest Thing in Life is Wasted Talent."
Yeah.
And they wasted Owen's talent.
Oh, they did.
He was one of the most talented wrestlers in the world, but...
They did waste his talent. I know there's a little heat between him and Stone Cold Steve Austin because I think at King of the Ring one year, he put Austin's head way below when he was giving him a pile driver, and Austin had his vertebrae and neck and spinal fracture, or I don't know what happened, but it really messed Austin up. So I know Austin, you know, he wasn't careful with Stone Cold, but he was beloved by everybody. He was a family man. Wrestling. I had met Owen Hart back in the mid-90s when me and my friends used to sneak backstage at Springfield Civic Center for WWF matches at the time. I'll get to all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. If you didn't see The Dark Side of the Ring, the ones you can't miss are Owen Hart, the two-part of Chris Benoit, and Dr. D. David Schultz. Oh my God. Dr. D. David Schultz, I would like to get that guy on the show. That dude is just amazing.
New Jack was great, too.
Yeah, I worked there with him.
Of how insane it was.
Yeah.
The 19-year-old kid, I mean, come on.
Right here.
It was local, wasn't it?
In Revere,
yeah.
In Revere, at the racetrack. All right, we'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
I mean, not bad. Born and raised in Wellesley and made it. You know, made it. Too bad he did that one video, Rock Me Tonight. That was the beginning of the end of his career, but he got some bad advice on that one. But he had some hits, man. One of the most sampled artists in hip-hop history, too. People take his songs and they sample it. So there you go. 617-779-7937. They're showing... Yo, the movie version of Game 6 of the 98 NBA Finals. And, yeah, I bet you for LeBron James right now, you really, like, you took a big loss from this Last Dance. I mean, a big loss. Because everybody, this is now, it is what it is. Oh, I got to, you can follow me on Twitter. My handle is Mark James, M-A-R-C James. Someone sent me a thing on Twitter, said, take care, keep up the amazing work. This is why I think you're the best there was, the best there is, and the best there ever will be. They gave me the Bret Hart thing, which is, I'm surprised that Bret Hart just did not, like, try to attempt to murder or assassinate Vince McMahon at Owen's funeral. I'm not even kidding you. I'm surprised somebody there in the Hart family did not attempt to just because that to me, not only should it have never have happened, and kudos to Owen Hart's wife, Martha, for saying that I will never let them honor him to be in the Hall of Fame and glorify him ever. You swept him aside like he was a piece of trash. His blood was on the mat. You let the wrestlers wrestle 4 or 5 more matches till the end of that pay-per-view. By the way, imagine if you're Jim Ross and Jerry Lawler. What was it like to call those matches after someone just died in front of you? In front of you. And one thing I didn't know, Jim Ross told the story, like, he's like, King elbowed me. And I looked up and like, you know, and then I could see something fell to the ground right away. So, just crazy. 617-779-7937 is the number to get in. Any other good stuff, too, I'll let you know that I saw. But Bleed for This was really well done. Very well done. And it just kind of went underneath the radar. Really did. Soria, what's up?
Hey, Mark, what's going on?
In a car. What's going on with you, man?
A couple of quick points here. First of all, LeBron, he's La Queen, okay? Here's the thing. I mean, listen, I never grew up, I never got the chance and blessing to see Jordan, but I know basketball, okay? LeBron is not the GOAT. I mean, you can't tell me that 2 three-peats are, you can compare to 3 lousy championships. I mean, if you pick apart LeBron's championships, where he basically beat KD and OKC in 2012 in a lot. I think it was a lockout season where it was they weren't at their prime yet.
Yep.
Let's see, 2013 when Ray Allen saved his BUT.
Yep.
And then in 2016, we all know that if Draymond Green had been smart and played that game 7. It would have been, a lot more different. And, it is good to come back from 3-1, but I think you kind of have to, 2015 and 2016, you kind of just have to swap those season outs because, you know, the Warriors beat a damaged Cavalier team and the Cavaliers did the same. You know, you can't just compare. Like, I was just thinking in the car as I was preparing for my call. Like, if LeBron, if like, let's say take a 2010 season, for example, right? He's in the conference finals with against the Magic, right?
Mm-hmm.
If he beat that Magic team, and then obviously the Lakers weren't that great that year, and they're kind of at the end of the Kobe Powell era. If he somehow beat that team and lifted that team, and as Paul mentioned, kind of as bringing the team to new lengths, then, you know, I don't know if I'd consider him the GOAT, but that would help his cause.
Like, sure.
LeBron,
good point.
It's just, there's really, and I have to say that, I don't know, even when Kobe was alive, we always did this. We always seemed to, even ESPN and their new rankings, why do we always catapult LeBron to number two when it feels like we never talk about Kobe? And even though, you know, Shaq, you know, carried him in those first three rings, he still had a significant part. And Kobe, when we talk about greatest of all time, we need to understand that it's truly the greatest, right?
Yes.
It's the people who dominated the league, not people who we like a lot and, you know, for whatever reason, they just get their names in the conversation, but they were never truly dominant and had so many shortcomings in the NBA playoffs.
Well, my thing is this too, and it was a different era. Soria, by the way, all your points are salient and valid. You make excellent points, and you are very prepared for this call, which I appreciate. But one of the things that I, more than anything, that appreciate more than Michael, and I think for a lot of you that, you know, are under the age of 30 or 25, that if you saw what the Pistons did to him in 88, 89, and 90, and if you ever talk about overcoming adversity in life, especially in professional sports, 88, they beat him in 5 games. 89, they beat him in 6 games. In 1990, they beat him in 7. And then in 91, the pendulum swung, and he beat their ass and swept them in 4. So you're talking about from 88, and then 3 years later, after 3 years of beatdowns, he turned the complete, flipped the script on the Pistons and swept them and ended the Bad Boys dynasty forever. Ended it. And I think had they beaten that Bulls team, which they weren't even close to beating them, but let's just say somehow they had, they would have beaten that Lakers team again with Vlade Divac and Elvin Campbell and an older Magic and older Worthy. Oh God, they would have. See, here's the thing. Michael wasn't a complete sellout. He stuck with Chicago. He made it work with a doormat franchise. When I look at LeBron, I look at him as La Bitch because he bitched out. He left Cleveland high and dry because he couldn't get it done. So he had to put together a super team with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh in Miami and take his talents to South Beach. Then after that, he didn't like the way that he wasn't bigger than the Heat and that Pat Riley wouldn't acquiesce to every one of his over-the-top requests, like his boys going on the team plane and this, that, and the other. So he goes back to Cleveland. They were down 3-1. It's the most fraudulent comeback in sports history, that 3-1 deficit. Because he bitched, moaned, and complained to get Draymond Green suspended in Game 5. And the Warriors, they weren't in it. They weren't in it. And then once you got to Game 7, even though it was back at Oracle, just getting to Game 7, it was like, you know, it was like the Red Sox. When the Red Sox got to Game 7 of the 2004 ALCS at Yankee Stadium, there's no way they were losing.
And LeBron got lucky that Kevin Durant did what he did when he left Oklahoma, because it kind of took that magnifying glass of LeBron leaving Cleveland to go to Miami off of him a little bit. It took the heat off him a little bit, no pun intended.
For which one are you talking about?
When Kevin Durant left the Thunder to go to the Warriors, that became the biggest, you know.
It did. Right. Yeah. Like, people started looking at Kevin Durant and he's a ring chaser, and you had Golden State on the brink of elimination, and you, and then you left to go join them. It's a different world right now, man. That I mean, and the thing I love about the old days is that I know if Twitter was around, the Pistons, none of those guys would have had Twitter handles. None of them. None of them. I think Michael would have, only because of his agent and his and the people at Nike, they would have made him like had one, but I don't think he would have been tweeting from it. I don't think Michael personally would have wanted a Twitter handle. I just Rodman back then would not have. Rodman, when he got to San Antonio, and then after, yes, he would have, but not when he was with the Pistons. Barkley would not have. It was old school. These guys weren't banana boat buddies in the summer, hanging out with each other and doing, you know, it was old school. Like you hated each other. That's the way it was. And that's the way it should be. And to me, this is how much disdain I have for LeBron. I want the NBA season to finish. I want them to complete it, even if it's at Disney World in Orlando. That's fine. I'd rather be done there than never at all. And why the hell not, right? Why the hell not? But there's a part of me that's hoping that it doesn't get done. It's one less year that LeBron can not win a title. It takes another year away from him and he gets a year older. And it's almost a year wasted. And they had a legitimate shot at winning the title this year, as good as any team out there, along with the Clippers, the Bucks, you know. So there's a part of me that's like, but just because I hate LeBron so much that I sort of wouldn't mind, like I would mind, but I wouldn't. I want there to be an NBA for them to finish it out. It's going to be weird though, because the season was interrupted. It's interrupted for two, and it's going to be probably 3 months by the time, like, I don't know when this thing's going to start. I mean, maybe July, if you're lucky. I don't know. We got to get back to normalcy some way, somehow. One thing I think they should ban completely from society post-corona, smoking. Cigarette smoking in society. Everywhere. Like, honestly, if someone should get fined if they get caught smoking. I don't care if it's in public. I don't care if you're outside and you're 300 feet away from the building. Smokers from now on. With corona, you're going to smoke and you're going to blow that crap in the air and pollute the air and possibly get, I mean, come on, come on. If there was anything that could possibly put the cigarette companies out of business, this should be it. This should be it. I also mentioned before the guy in Oxford, the gym owner who opened up in spite of the governor's orders. And the guy on the front page of the Boston Herald looks like Jared Remy. When I first looked at him, I'm like, oh my God. Literally, though, he does. Like, I'm going to Google right now Jared Remy. And I know mugshot will come up, depending which mugshot will come up. How come he's never mentioned during Red Sox broadcasts, I wonder? I'm just curious about, yeah, oh my God. Oh my God. Dude, they look like, I'm not even kidding you. They look alike. They look like twin brothers. I wasn't even kidding. This dude looks like twin brothers. They look like this guy. Blondin is his last name. He looks like, I swear to God. Google Jared Remy and then Google this dude, Dave Blondin, the Oxford gym owner. And tell me those two haven't been, like, right, Brian? You seeing this? I'm holding up the newspaper, but it's, oh my God.
That's uncanny.
That looks like Jared Remy. It really does. Wow. Wow. I'm just curious. We don't hear about Jared Remy much anymore. I don't know why. I wonder how he's doing in prison, life sentence and all that stuff. 617-779-7937. Here's another good point. Andrew Bogut did get hurt in the NBA Finals against the Cavs, so it was a fraudulent comeback. It was. He did get hurt. LeBron got Draymond Green suspended. It completely changed the series. Completely changed it. Totally changed it. But you know what's funny? When you look up Jared Remy under his picture on the right, if you're doing this on a desktop computer, underneath it says people also search for Jerry Remy, Don Orsillo, and Aaron Hernandez. Oh, no. Yeah. I understood the Jerry Remy and even the Don Orsillo, but Aaron Hernandez, oh, no. Not exactly like you want to be part of that multiple choice question. Gee, which one of these don't belong? Aaron Hernandez, It's such a shame, man. Jennifer Martell, rest in peace. The former girlfriend. Just a shame. An utter shame. And that's unfortunate. Very unfortunate. It really is. It's really too bad. 617-779-7937 is the number. And it, there's not a place in hell that's bad enough for that guy when he gets there, or Aaron Hernandez, either one of them. There really isn't. So the LeBron thing, I think now he's been knocked down a couple pegs, hasn't he, though, through this whole thing? I think now that, you know, and now he's going to feel like he needs to come out and he's going to need to win a title. It's like, LeBron, listen, dude, you could win 7 titles. You still lost 6 of them already. And you're never going to get to. I will say this, though. Someone said about what if LeBron and Michael played together. Well, yeah, that would have been great for both of them. I think who would have boded really well for Michael had they played together their entire career, which they couldn't have? Magic. I think Magic and Michael, wow. Those two, because he would have just set Michael up all day long. All day long when Michael was playing. No question about that. But one of the things that that I still can't get over, that resemblance of the Oxford Mass owner. I saw this. Jerry Remy came out with a book a year ago, and he said, while Jared is our son, what he did was unforgivable. Yeah, that's basically about all you can say on this. My thing is this, is that what happened to the authorities when he abused this woman over and over and over again? What happened to the authorities? Why didn't they arrest him? Why didn't they do this then? You know, I just don't understand that. I really don't. Some other people have been saying on The Vault. They said The Vault's on Amazon Prime. It's not great. Give it 3 out of 5 stars. The same person said White Lines can be very slow. I give it 3 out of 5 stars. Hey, you know what? Right now, we got nothing but time, right? In this day and age, I'm not in for, like, rushing is, it can take all the time in the world for something to develop, because we've got nothing. We have no original content for over 2.5 freaking months. And we have to come on the air every day and come up with something to talk about, because there's nothing going on. So we're going to talk about coronavirus and why it's completely incapacitated society. Why is Massachusetts behind every other state and everything? Corona restrictions easing up, sports gambling, golf, being able to golf. That we're the last state to be able to do that. Why are we last? When such a progressive state, why are we last? I just don't get it. I really don't get it. 617-779-7937 is the number to get in. That's right. That's why Jordan and Denny Hamlin are tight, because Denny Hamlin signed with Jordan Brand in 2011. I was in Charlotte for 4 years, and I wonder, I'm like, why are they so tight? He signed with the Jordan Brand, and he's become a champion. He's great at what he does, Denny Hamlin. He really is. A 30 for 30 I would like to see get made in the future. They've done so many. I'd like to see one done. The untold story. I mean, we've seen a bunch of them on this guy. But I think, like, the downfall of Mike Tyson, told not from Mike Tyson's point of view, he's part of it, but told from everybody. Mike Tyson, Don King, everybody was involved, but like done in a way that hasn't been done yet. I'd like to, anything about Mike Tyson, I'm going to watch because that to me is fascinating more than anything. What else would I like to see? God, wrestlers. I mentioned to Jason Hare, a Rowdy Roddy Piper like documentary type. I'd like to see that.
Hey, Mark, I meant to ask you earlier when you were talking about the different eras in the NBA. As an avid wrestling and sports fan back in the late 90s, what was that dynamic like seeing Dennis Rodman on WCW back then?
Well, here's the thing. They showed in 98 him going in on a day where he skipped practice. He actually did this in 97, too. He did this in 97 as well. He showed up to Nitro, and he was with, Six-Pac, Scott Hall. Like, so they showed the 98 one where it was him, Bischoff, Hogan. But he did this the year before, too. He did it 2 years in a row. And he even wrestled in 97. He wrestled in, like, Slamboree, not Slamboree 97, because I was actually at Slamboree 97 in Charlotte. He wrestled in, like, the event after, might have been Bash at the Beach or Great American Bash. He wrestled at one of those. But it was unbelievable. It was, like, a huge freaking story. Like, unbelievable. Like, but the thing about Rodman, they showed him, even the day he skipped practice, the day after, grabs all those rebounds. When it came time to perform, he just wanted to. Rodman lived by the credo, plain and simple. Play like an all-star, party like a rock star, hammer like a porn star. That's Rodman's life motto. That's what he did. And Phil Jackson understood it. He understood that you got to let Dennis be Dennis. And it worked out. He's the greatest rebounder in NBA history, under 7 feet. And arguably the greatest rebounder in NBA history, period. All right, final segment. If you want to get in, 617-779-7937. I will get to your calls next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace.
All right, final segment here on a Wednesday night. If you get a chance, check out my interview on WEEI.com with the Last Dance director, Jason Hare, who was amazing. Obviously, there's going to be criticism from people when you put on such a... I mean, Michael Jordan, the timing of this, Corona's been really good to Michael Jordan. Not that he needed anything, but it's been really good. But there is a two-hour documentary-type show Monday night on Vice called A Man in His Shoes. And it's about Jordan and Air Jordans and how hundreds, if not thousands, of young black men have died because they were wearing Air Jordans. I would think now with COVID-19, would you want somebody else's shoes? I don't know. That's kind of nasty. Like, would you want someone else's shoes that I guess they probably were brand new, but like for me, when I, no matter what kind of clothes it is, if I'm buying a pair of jeans, if I now I wear online because I trust they come from the warehouse, so I know no one wore them. But if whenever I went to buy a pair of jeans in a department store or pants, I'm like, go get the ones in the back. Because I know no one's tried those on. I don't know what some scumbag that might have tried on a pair of jeans prior to me might not have showered for 4 days. And I'm going to be trying on the same pair of jeans as he did? Ugh, it's nasty. So I was always very obsessive compulsive about things like that in a good way. It's just incredulous for me to see the way society is now over the course of the last 2.5 months. It's the way I've been living my whole life. I was the one who was bringing out the blue nitrile gloves to pump gas, and people would look at me weird. I was the one who wore those gloves 2 weeks prior to the really big breakout of coronavirus in New York City. I was wearing those gloves on the subway, and I was getting some looks. Now who's looking? Now who's laughing? Guess I was doing it right all along. You should have come away around to my way of thinking. Seriously. I was doing it right the whole time. You can't find those gloves anywhere right now in any type of grocery store or CVS, Walgreens. Those gloves, nowhere near. Anywhere. How about this? Mark, I follow Dark Side of the Ring on Instagram. And the two producers were live last night. They were talking about this season and taking thoughts of ideas for next season. The top three were China, Eddie Guerrero, and Rick Rude. All great choices. Dark Side of the Ring for all three of those. I would do one. I got it. I got one. Chris Candido. I worked with him in ECW. I knew him. The former husband of Tammy Sonny Sitch. Yes, Chris Candido. That to me would be an amazing Dark Side of the Ring story. And you could get all the Dreamer. You could get Rob Van Dam. You could get a lot of people would want to talk about Chris Candido. One guy I'm rooting for that is in, he hasn't made it to AEW yet, and I'm hoping his star starts to, you know, get some notoriety, is Brian Pillman Jr. I've looked at this kid. He's got a great look, and I hope he makes it to that next level and gets to, like, AEW. I don't want anyone going to the WWE because that product is garbage right now. If I was Vince McMahon, I would sell. I would sell it to Fox completely. Let him have it. They already have SmackDown. Sell him the whole freaking thing. Just be done. It's time to cash out, Vince. It's time. The only thing that's holding out right now is pride. You're a freaking billionaire. How much money can you make? Just sell out on the company. Sell it out. Maybe gets, you know, somebody new, somebody fresh. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Brian in Newport, Rhode Island. What's up, Brian?
Hi. Hey, how we doing? Real quickly, you're talking about the Air Jordans. I grew up outside Philadelphia back in the 80s when Michael, and by the way, Michael is the GOAT. That's hands down. Charles Barkley is right.
Yes.
And I got to watch Charles Barkley play, and I got to see Dr. J, who's still on my heart, my list.
Wow.
But people would get kids would get killed for their shoes, and the people who killed them, it didn't even matter if they fit. They just did it for the shoes.
I know.
It was crazy.
Right?
It was a crazy thing. And I mean, and that's a tough thing. And by the way, I watched the Dark Side of the Ring last night, the heart. That was amazing. She's a tough woman, man. I would not.
And she's a doctor now, Brian.
I know. I saw that. And I'm like, whoa. Yeah. Don't mess her up.
No. And listen, I felt awful, obviously, for his son and daughter, but they've turned out to be really great at what, and they've turned out to be unbelievable. It just sucks he can't be around to see it. It sucks.
Oh, I know.
Because somebody thought it would be funny for him to go from the ceiling. And what even made me more pissed off watching it last night, it was to mock Sting. Like, really? Yeah. That's what you're doing it to mock Sting? Then it was worth it, then I guess. Now he's dead, you know?
And then you continue the match. That's the thing. I remember that, hearing it. My buddy told me, he's like, what happened? I'm like, and it's like the show went on. I'm like, you're kidding.
Right. Seriously.
But I'm going to get off so you can get some more calls in. I just want to thank you guys. And yes, you're correct. You should be having live radio all the time. I mean,
I know. It's so bad.
I see the games hoping they're going to lose, but they're not. But it's either way. But it's like it should be live radio, and you guys are doing a great job. By the way, I got to thank you guys. You got to get me through this crazy thing called life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But, I do appreciate. Thank you. Thank you very much, man. Thanks, Brian. It's very good. Brian Pillman Jr. Wrestles local with New England Championship Wrestling along with Davey Boy Smith's son. I see them both in Kingston at a show. Oh, okay. Did you like the WWE British Family Wrestling movie starring that Paige? I didn't see it. I heard it wasn't bad, though. I heard it wasn't bad. Like, you know, The Rock was in it, so I didn't see it. I saw Paige in another movie that was a home movie. Why don't you Google? Hey, when your parents are around kids, or when the kids aren't around parents, why don't you Google Paige, Xavier Woods, and Maddox? What was the guy's name? What was the dude's name? Oh yeah, I liked her in that film better. If you know what I mean, I liked her. I really liked her in that film. Nick Maddox, I think, was his name. Hold on. Let me check that out. Maddox. Hold on. Nick Maddox. No, it wasn't Maddox. Oh, what was that guy's name? He got fired. Brad Maddox. Why don't you Google Paige WWE, Brad Maddox, and Xavier Woods and see what comes up? You might like it. In the late 80s, at the Springfield JCC, Jewish Community Center, they wouldn't kill you for sneakers. They would just steal them when you were in the shower. That's the JCC on the Long Meadow Town Line. Yeah, nobody near Long Meadow is getting murdered for Air Jordans. Nobody. Long Meadow, if you lose your Air Jordans, they, you know, mommy and daddy just give you, enough money to go out and buy a couple more pairs. One so you can wear and another so in case those get stolen or lost, you can have a backup. So that's funny. No, Brad Maddox. Yeah. Brad Maddox, man. Yeah. I knew him because I was in Charlotte, and he was living in Charlotte. He used to listen to my show in Charlotte, and Google Paige, Brad Maddox, Maddox, and Xavier Woods, and see what comes up. See what kind of movie comes up there. I think you guys might like it. Hey, you know what? Pornhub subscriptions are way up. You know, I'm just trying to help get some more hits. I don't think Paige likes that to get any more hits, but what? Which one? It was a tier. It was a tier one. Yes, it was definitely a tier jerker. Thanks for the shout out. All right. I appreciate everybody called. Everybody listened. I'll be back. Take a 22-hour break. Real quick. Let's grab John in Florence, who is holding. He wants to tell me one thing. Go ahead, John.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I believe that Bob Pettit was 6'9" and he averaged 16.5 rebounds per game, and Moses Malone was 6'10" and he was one of the best offensive rebounders.
Yeah,
of all
but
time.
When you get to about Moses was close to 7 foot.
Okay, I understand. You were generally saying 7 foot, like Bill Walton.
But I thought you meant Karl Malone actually was a better rebounder than Rodman. He was.
Well, Bill Russell was only 6'9".
Wow, I thought he was. I thought he was taller.
Yeah, they say he's 6'9", but who knows for real? He's probably 6'11", but, you know, under 7 foot. But I understand what you're saying. I wasn't trying to get on you. I love your show. You're the best.
All right.
I appreciate it every night. You keep me going, man. Love you.
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. All right. To everybody else, was Bill Russell? God, I thought Russell was, like, close to 7 feet. Let's see here. 6'10". Yeah, he said they got him at 6'10". See, once you're 6'10", you're 7 feet. I got you at 7 feet. There's a fine line between 6'9 and 6'10". But yes, check out Paige, Brad Maddox, and Xavier Woods. See what comes up. It's probably better than that movie that came out with The Rock. Thanks to Brian DeFelice, everybody called, everybody listened. I'll see you tomorrow night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.